Hi, this is Steve Blees and welcome to Sounds That Can Be Made, a rock podcast brought to you from the city and county of Bristol. Let's get things underway with Big Elf, who tell us about the evils of rock and roll. From 2008's Cheat the Gallows LP, that was The Evils of Rock and Roll. Hailing from Los Angeles, Big Elf have released 4 albums in the last 15 years. Not the most prolific of bands, but well worth listening to when they get round to releasing something. As are Haken. I had a pretty miserable experience going to see Haken at the Fleece a little while back. The sound was awful and their performance suffered badly, to such an extent I left early. However, when I listen back to their albums, I always feel I should give them another chance, that being Premonition from their Visions album. One band I would just like any chance to see live, a Cosmograph.
They made me put this suit on. change the human race. I'm moving at a pace is my plan. I'm affected. This body of man, a spy, struggling through the wires. They're infected. How did I get here? Tell me what was your plan.
That was Aspire Achieve off 2013's album The Man Left in Space, my favourite Cosmograph release to date. As far as I know, their gig at Celebrate Point 3 was Cosmograph's only live performance to date, which is a hell of a shame as their music deserves to be performed, not just listened to. This next track I saw performed live for the first time 30-odd years ago at the Colston Hall. This is Twelfth Night with Counterpoint. We'll be right back. Every time I listen to the Art and Illusion EP, I always wonder what could have been with Twelfth Night. The sound captured on the recording being light years better than the subsequent Virgin album that effectively destroyed the band. Ho-hum. The lead singer in Art and Illusion was of course Andy Sears, who is currently working on a new solo album. Andy has taken his time with this, having teased us with an EP called Souvenir back in 2011. From that, this is The Dragon Inside.
Thank you.
Trawling through my record collection, I recently stumbled across the first two Emotional Creatures albums released by Steve Thorn about a decade ago. I had forgotten how good these were, so from the first album, Part 1, here is 10 Years.
So-called friends have gone, lost inside this house, and the carnival has closed at last. 10 years in the past.
Strikes.
I'm not sure what Steve is up to these days. His website promises a fifth and final album, Island of Imbeciles, in 2014 and plans to work on other musical projects, but there hasn't been a website update since Christmas 2013. That was The Reasoning with Forest of Hands and Teeth from their final album, Adventures in Neverland. I was quite disappointed when The Reasoning called it a day earlier this year, but although the quality of their output had dipped since their excellent debut album Awakening, they still produced some good songs and were always great to watch live. Thank you. From 1996, that was Mephisto Bridge off Shadowland's excellent third and final album, Mad as a Hatter. Talking of Mad Hatters and moving from one band who are no longer with us, we end this week with one who sadly soon won't be. I hope you enjoyed the show and we'll see you next week. Playing us out is Touchstone with the Mad Hatters song. Enjoy.
creatures fallen, carrion crows are calling, big bells turn to rust. The Cheshire Cat stopped smiling, 'cause the Queen of Hearts was crying, their rhymes all turn to lust. And then all that happens as the cockroach shouts, shatters, and they don't know who to trust. Ring a ring of roses, a pocket full of poses, their eyes all turn to dust.
We don't play hits. If progressive music is your thing, Radio Progzilla is your station. Progressive music from your progressive rock station. Progzilla.